The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Yeah, it's been great. Fast paced, really competitive. Hard practices, but like I said, it's competitive out there, and I feel good.
Is that kind of what you expected, I guess, coming in?
Definitely, yeah. A lot of older guys, stronger, faster, just to that next level. So, it's been a bit of an adjustment, but just trying to feel more comfortable each day.
Are you still staying with Toffoli during camp, or do they have you in a hotel? I know sometimes with younger guys, they put them in a hotel.
I'm at the hotel. Okay. Yeah.
I was going to say, did you talk to Tyler at all maybe before the first day? Maybe look for advice or talk to anybody that, has maybe been through one of these camps before for some advice?
Not really, to be honest. Kind of just, went into it with a positive mindset. Just trying to do my thing out there. And but throughout the days and stuff, there's obviously so many guys you can talk to, and that's what's good about this team. Everyone's super nice, welcoming, so it's been good so far.
With the Sharks draft picks, obviously Macklin being number one center, franchise center, you being a center, and Will Smith drafted as a center, and now it looks like he's gonna play wing. When you hear about that or talk about that maybe with the coaching staff, is that something where it's like, okay, like I get to play my natural position and do everything I can to make the team at center? Does that do anything for your psyche when you're out there trying to make the team like you are this week?
I mean, like, I feel like I'm playing my best when I'm down the middle. That's what I'm most comfortable with. So, going forward, I hope to stay there. And,
Who are you rooming with in your hotel?
Cam Lund.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you in terms of just how you're handling just the pace of play here. Obviously, this is an elevated pace from rookie faceoff. So how are you handling that?
Definitely faster pace. I think it pushes you to, keep up. And, I think for me, just always trying to skate as fast as I can. I think it's important to, build speed early and, to help you keep up with some of those guys out there.
That pass you made to Eklund in the scrimmage just now, the goal scoring one, is that something that builds your confidence, or is that more like, hey, you already had that confidence, like you feel like you've handled the pace, or you can handle the pace at right now?
Yeah, like I said earlier, I think each day I'm feeling more comfortable. I think the confidence is always there. I believe in myself, but that's all I can say.
And on the defensive side, how do you think you're doing for that? Because obviously at any level, center, right, the defensive responsibility is so important.
Yeah, it's going to be an adjustment for sure. Like any young player trying to make the NHL, just bigger players down low, trying to, get them up against the wall and stuff like that. But, each day I think I've been doing a better job of it. And, it's something I still am going to continue to learn. So that's why there's a lot of older guys on the team for me to take advice from and learn from. So,
Any of those older guys or coaching staff give you any pointers so far?
Yeah, all of them. Morzo, all the assistant coaches, older guys on the team. It's been great. There's so many people around the rink you can just ask for advice, and they're going to give it to you. So,
anything specific on the ice like that, for you to work on, in the next couple of weeks here?
I think everything. I'm going to be honest. For me, I want to get better at everything, push myself. Coming with a purpose of stuff I want to get better at each day in terms of skating, shooting, defensive game, like anything. So,
What are you looking for? Maybe, like, let's say you get into the game Sunday. Is it just kind of, similar to maybe not planning to, like, slowly get into it, but just what do you want to do, like, when you get into that game situation in the preseason to, like, maybe not overwhelm yourself? What chip and chase? What kind of gets you into a game, if you will?
To answer the first part, just get involved some way, whether that's lay a hit, get the puck on your stick, make a play, but ultimately – I want to win the game. That's the main objective of Sunday, and I'm going to try to do whatever I can to help the team win.
When you skate with a guy as familiar you are with Chernyshov, how much does that chemistry help just maybe try to build it together, right? You guys are trying to make the team together. Is that something that you guys can kind of rally behind and use as almost an extra, another piece of motivation?
Yeah. Like you said, that chemistry, it's nice to have with him. You know, I think it's been there over the last year, and coming here, it's nice to have a teammate like that from Saginaw, and someone that I know well can connect with. And you know, I've got the chance to play with him the last, you know, week or so, and he's on my line the last couple of days, so it's been nice, yeah.
I know during these training camps, a lot of times there's some team bonding exercises. I don't know if you guys have had a time yet, but how have you started liking maybe away from hockey, just the city of San Jose? You've been here a few times now. You've been in the area for a little while. What have you thought about just the area of San Jose?
Yeah, can't complain. It's been good. They got us at the Hilton, so downtown there's a couple nice restaurants around there, and then, you know, you drive 10 minutes, you got Santana Road just around the corner. Great weather, obviously. So yeah, it's been nothing but good.
Is there a go-to spot for you?
Go-to spot? Well, I've been going to, I think it's Il Forneo.
Okay.
I think that's
Il Forneo, yeah.
Il Forneo, yeah. That one, we've gone there like three times now. It's just it's right around the corner, nice Italian food. It's been good. Yeah.
And Michael, you've been playing with Schoenshoff and also Eklund for the last 2 days. How has playing with Eggie kind of made you adjust your game in this training camp this year?
I mean, I think it's pretty easy to play with someone like that. I don't know who wouldn't want to play with him. He's fast, creative, you know, makes plays all over the ice. So for me, it's just been trying to keep up with him because of how fast he is. And, you know, he sees the ice so well. So, yeah, it's been fun to play with him.
Lizzo had I've seen some feedback for you center ice during camp. What has it been like, you know, working under head coach Ron Rozowski?
It's been great. You know, anytime he's giving you advice, you listen and do what he says. I mean, there's been times already out there at practice where he's given me good advice, and you know, along with all the coaching staff. So it's nice to, you know, get advice and stuff you can work on coming into camp here.
Has any of this any part of this just been felt overwhelming at all, or has it felt like, okay, I'm not out of place here. I feel like I belong here, kind of thing. Is that, how do you kind of feel about just that for, you know, has it been overwhelming? Is that kind of fair to say?
No, I mean, I'm more just having fun. Like, yeah. It's been a fun, you know, couple weeks that I've been here already. Now we're into main camp. It's nothing but, you know, just having fun, working hard. Yeah, that's about it.
I think that the season opener is about 3 weeks here. Do you allow yourself to think about what it would be like for you to be in that lineup opening night and sold out building and going against the Vegas Golden Knights first time? And do you kind of allow yourself to think about that possibility at all? Or?
Not really. I mean, it's like you said, 3 weeks away. There's a lot of time between then and now. You know, I'm not on the team yet, so there's still 3 weeks for me to try and prove myself and, you know, try and make the team. So
what have you learned about taking faceoffs at the NHL level so far?
The man grip. That's just, everyone's so much stronger on their stick. So it's definitely more challenging than the OHL for sure. But that's why you got coaches, older guys to help you with that those face-offs. So, yeah.